The Blueprint with Chris Phillips on Jazz FM. Listening Colour.
I wonder if you recognise that. That's called Pressure. It's a new tune from pianist Ashley Henry. Not a new tune itself, but a new take on it. And Ashley joins me here on The Blueprint. Ashley, there is a familiarity about that, but it's completely unfamiliar in that particular guise. Tell me more.
Yeah, so I was just listening to like loads of different types of music. And then, I was listening to The Enemy. And then Pressure came on. At my iTunes or something on shuffle, and it was like, oh, maybe I could maybe do an arrangement of this. And it's been like 40 years last year since, you know, punk rock was, you know, a thing. So it was good to kind of tip my hat off in a way but in my way.
Is that something that you particularly like to do?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up on loads of different types of music and then got into jazz a lot later, so I think that if I was to turn down my influences growing up, then that'd be me being dishonest. And, you know, as a musician, you want to make your music really honest and,
yeah,
you know.
You've been described by Fader website as one of 9 UK artists making jazz feel brand new. How do you make jazz sound brand new, you think? I mean, that's an interesting quote. We see that regularly coming round and round in cycles, don't we, really?
But yeah.
Even though it's true, how do you feel about that?
Man, I just think that my generation especially, I mean, you've got loads of artists coming up and like just writing really interesting music. I think us lot, we've grown up on like loads of different types of music, you know, grime and all that sort of stuff, hip hop. So it's just a big melting pot of music, as well as the jazz, which is also, you know, amazing. You know, still listen to it now and always will be. So I guess that kind of just comes out when you're composing something. It's not like I'm gonna sit down and try and make jazz feel new or anything like that. I don't know. It's just
so you. I mean, obviously, staying true to your influences, like any great musician, especially an improvising musician. Hip hop, no doubt, is a huge part of that growing up as a young man.
Oh yeah,
the golden age of hip hop, or post that, or where do you fit in? Well, you mentioned grime and stuff. I mean, would it be your dream to like get Stormzy on a track or something like that?
Yeah, it'd be great. I mean, you know, I remember starting secondary school and Boy in the Corner came out, and that was just, you know, I was listening to that like every day. So yeah, I mean, yeah, golden era hip hop and so much different stuff, the Dillas and Madlibs and the Pete Rocks, all that sort of stuff. So,
and you've been in the studio in January.
Yes.
And a new album cometh.
Yes.
What's
definitely
the difference between, or is it the same sort of setup as, you know, the Ashley Henry trio that's made your name? What have you added into the mix?
So completely different trio lineup. I've got Eddie Hick on drums, Dan Casimir on bass. And with this recording, loads of special guests, which has been an absolute honour to record and play with these guys. So, yeah, so different instrumentation. It's got vocals, horns, spoken words, different drummers. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm getting excited about this. But the good news is I can play something from it right now, because you've blessed me with a bit of an exclusive here. This is Easter. John Toussaint's in it, I think, right?
Yeah, got John Toussaint on saxophone, James Copes on trumpet, Dan on bass, Luke Flowers on drums, and Anthony Joseph on spoken word.
Right, take a listen. Exclusive new Ashley Henry.
goes as Easter does. I am traveling beside you like a river. I know enough now to either be that river or be beside you. You showed me newborn flowers emerging from the earth, growing in green spaces I had not noticed before. By the next day, those flowers had begun to lead upright, to shine just as we were pushing up from mystery to light. Just as we were lifting our heads to the sun. And when Easter comes and Easter goes as Easter does, let me be that river that runs beside you. Every word I say is true. It is Easter in the springtime. When Easter comes and Easter goes as Easter does. Let me be the river that runs beside you.
Ashley Henry from a forthcoming album that is exclusively yours here on The Blueprint. That is called Easter. That's the trio plus guests and all sorts. And I'm excited for the album, Ashley. You've been associated with Jazz Refreshed, which is down at Mau Mau's on a regular basis on a Thursday. It's been going for years, hasn't it?
It's nice
to have a base and have a support network around you of people that really understand and promote what you do, right?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, especially the festival last year. In 2016 at the South Bank Centre, that was just crazy. It was like Notting Hill Carnival at the South Bank Centre. Everyone was there and the energy was just incredible.
It's one of the events actually listed at the Jazz FM Awards. The nominations for your vote, dear listener, for Ashley Henry at Jazz Refest, should I say. And if you were there, you can stick your vote on for that one. And the award's coming up on the 25th of April. So who knows which way that's going to go. I wish you the best of luck with that.
Thank you.
But you're also nominated for Breakthrough Act as well, which is also great recognition for someone who's striving to get out there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just an honour to be nominated, and it's good to just have some recognition for what you do. I mean, I just love music. I love playing music, and you know,
you're in amongst Nubaya Garcia and Yusef Kamal. I'm sure you know all of the guys from that list.
Yeah, I'm all fans of their music, and you know, we all know each other. Everyone knows each other on the scene, so yeah, they're all doing incredible things. So,
and we're going to have you at Love Supreme Festival this year, which is great.
Indeed, yeah.
Love Supreme.
Love Supreme's going to be...
Is that the full expanded band or just the trio? What are you serving up for us?
At the moment, just the trio, but I'm just also looking forward to seeing everyone else there and all the other acts perform, so which is going to be really exciting.
Front row for Herbie Hancock?
Yes, exactly, exactly.
possible interest from a major American label too. It'd be very nice to break that side of the pond, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to have the options there. And yeah, it's exciting to... Yeah, I mean, it's exciting to even have those options, to be honest. So, yeah, I'd love to go out to the States sometime soon.
You supported Terrence Blanchard, a big name, regularly scoring movie soundtracks and the like. Does that sort of thing appeal to you from a compositional perspective?
Yeah, I mean, when I managed to tour with him, I just managed to just pick his brain as much as I could. And yeah, he said that he kind of got into the film thing by accident and, you know, it just kept on going. But yeah, I'd love to getting to doing music for moving image and film and stuff like that. So that's definitely something I'm interested in.
Okay, well, a chance to see you play this Thursday in the familiar surroundings of Jazz Refreshed, Mau Mau. That's in Portobello Road in West London.
Yeah, Thursday the 23rd of March.
Are you going to put some new material in there?
Yep, definitely going to play all new material, so it should be exciting. And
we love the newness. So if you want to see new Ashley Henry, get down to Jazz Refreshed this Thursday. And thank you so much for coming by, Ashley.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.